Revelation Revealed, Part 4, Section 34, The Great Multitude in White Robes. Revelation Chapter 7, Verse 9 through 17. Verse 9 and following reads, "After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, and people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice." Now, we have to notice one thing here. These people wearing white robes, and I will comment on this later, were from all nations and all ethnic peoples. Keep that in mind. They cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Verse 11, "All the angels were standing around the throne and round the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever." Every possible great expression of who one could be was attributed to God by the angels. This worship service, we cannot begin to comprehend just the nature, the feelings. Everything about this worship service is beyond our human comprehension. Verse 13, "Then one of the elders asked me, These in white robes, who are they, and where did they come from? I answered, Sir, you know." I always feel that's a little humorous because the elder says, "John, who are these guys?" And of course, John didn't know. So he reversed the question back to the elder and said, "Elder, you know who they are," in the hopes that the elder would tell John who they were. And of course, he did. And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." This is important. People you saw from the tribes and all the ethnic peoples of the world, they came out of the great tribulation. And I understand the great tribulation to be the last 3.5 years of those 7 years that we call the tribulation. Therefore, this segment of chapter 7 seems to give us a glimpse of heaven after the 7 years, or during the last 3.5 years, or close to the end of the 7 year period. This tells me, because these people were from all nations and ethnic peoples, there will be a great revival especially during the first half of the tribulation, that will reach around the world to every nation, every ethnic people. And I believe that's what Jesus meant in Matthew 24 when he said the gospel will be preached around the world before the end comes. I think Jesus' prediction there is what this chapter is speaking about here. The last great revival will actually take place during the tribulation period, especially the first half. The text here says those who have come out of the tribulation. How did they come out of the tribulation? Most will be murdered. Most will be killed for Jesus' sake. Will there be any Christians left on earth when Jesus returns? Well, that's debatable. Nevertheless, those who wear these white robes, John says, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. Again, we see a heavenly temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. That means protection, comfort. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. Of course, they will hunger and thirst during the tribulation. That's why this verse is in here. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. Now, if you go to Revelation 16, you will realize one of the judgments is scorching heat from the sun. Verse 17, for the Lamb at the center of the throne, and again, the Lamb at the center of the throne, this is not an earthly-looking throne, because how can he be at the center of it, will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water. We will see this in the New Jerusalem at the end of the book of Revelation. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Now, I have a thought concerning wiping away tears from our eyes, and it's based on Isaiah 65:17, that basically says that we will have no remembrance of this life when we are in heaven. If I'm in heaven and I see my son burning in the lake of fire, I will have tears in my eyes, because that will be unbearable to me. If I have no remembrance from this life, I have no remembrance that he is my son, I will have no tears. Now, I understand this has certain implications, like I will not remember that my wife was my wife on earth. My wife does not like the idea that when I see her in heaven, I will not remember that she was my wife. Unless you can come up with a biblical reason why I will have no tears if I see a friend or a loved one burning in the lake of fire, let me know.